Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the original EG3 podcast. That's right, folks. Name change. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate it. This was the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Now it is back to the original EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. What is going on? I'm recording this bonus content. Now, this is not going to be on Podbean. This is going to be on the EG3 show feed, which I had to go back and look at my file on Spotify. And when I first made it onto the Spotify scene, that's what it was named. That's what this podcast was called, the EG3 show. Back, all the way back when I was going to school at Kansas State University. If you don't know where that is, y'all don't know where that is. Kansas State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas, was 2 hours away from Kansas City, Missouri, which yours truly now resides in as well. So, sports back then, and I'm bringing it back with the addition of running. So, if you've been following along for the last, couple months now, I've included running in that. Well, running first and foremost, and then if anything comes across my mind, like football and stuff like that, I'll include that as well. So just a little bit of background on how I got to this point. Of course, this for the longest time was was a NASCAR podcast for how many years? What had to be 6-7 years, something like that. Yeah, I'm still a big NASCAR fan, and I will forewarn you, there's still going to be some NASCAR talk on there. Maybe not as much as it was back in the day, but still. And actually, I do have some. A little bit to talk. I'm going to use this bonus episode to talk slightly about NASCAR here in a little while. But reason why I'm coming on here tonight, recording on Friday night, June 28th, 2024, the last Friday in June. And ladies and gentlemen, where has the first half of this year gone? I have no clue what has been going on. Well, no clue how we've gotten to. Well, I know we're kind of looking into the future, soon future, July already. That is crazy stuff. A lot has happened. A lot yet to be decided here in 2024. The sports years of NBA basketball in the NHL wrapped up. The NHL wrapped up a few days ago in Game 7. Boston Celtics winning their 18th Nat World Championship. You have the Olympics, which I'm coming over to talk about here in just a moment. Olympic trials going on, and yours truly got into this running thing via track. All the way back, and I started later in high school. This was, you can probably say I was gifted with this talent, but I was too much involved with putting in the work with football, especially with baseball. But track, This came on very late in high school, junior year of high school, and for all it's worth and everything else like that, went to two high schools, and then we had a lot of momentum and track. There was some events in there that made me change my mind into going into this field, into this sporting field. But yeah, I felt like there was a lot of momentum going on, and this is how I ended up in the Midwest. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy. Barton County Community College, JUCO first, and then I almost decided to go back to Florida, but decided, hey, keep it simple because my folks moved to Kansas City, Missouri, just to stay close to them. Was just follow a few friends over to K-State, almost walked on the K-State track and field team, and decided at the very last moment, I better just focus on school and getting to something else. So there's that. This is kind of the extensive story because I have to keep it a little bit brief because we have been getting some new listeners each and every week. So I appreciate you guys for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this bonus content. This is not going to come out till tomorrow afternoon, early evening. And when this comes out, episode 18 of season 8 of this podcast will be already out. I already recorded that, so I'm not going to explain any of that. That is looking into the previewing pretty much what's going to happen to me, or what's not happened to me, not yet, but what's going to go on with me, at least running-wise, in the month of July. And I'm staying away from the half marathon. I am not going to run a half marathon. We're going to see what's going to happen. I know, and oh shit, I better put this in here. And for those of you who don't know, I am training, well, heading towards Chicago, the Chicago Marathon. I still can't believe I'm getting ready for this thing. Again, I said this on last week's episode, and I'm probably going to keep saying it until it gets closer and closer. And like, oh, shoot. You know what I mean? But Chicago 2024 training is well on the way, closing in on completing week 3. We gonna listen to this on the training cycle, right? I decided to go 18. The veteran in me should have went 16, but just to keep it simple, stupid, I just went ahead and just say, let's go with 8. Told my coach, hey, let's just go with 18. And yeah, from there, we got plenty of time to work on some things, right? So that's where I'm at with that. So yeah, there you go with that. So EG3, Eddie Greer III, yours truly getting ready for his first world major. First Chicago, first world major. If I would have gone back 10 years ago and you would have told me I would be getting ready for a world major like a New York or qualifying for Boston, something like that, or Chicago, something like that in the States, I would have told you, hell no. There's no way I could be running in the biggest stage like Boston Marathon. That's the Super Bowl of running. Everybody wants to qualify for a race, and there's been a lot of controversies and talk about Boston, at least lately anyways, and I have my beef about Boston too. If you've been following along since the beginning of the year when I rebranded this podcast, but if you have not, you can go back and check out the latest episodes of this podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast, which is now the Spotify name is still the 3Y Podcast, but from here on out, I just feel like I thought about this midweek, and you just, I say, you know what? Let's just change it back to how this all started for me. I've always had an interest in going into the radio side of communications, and even had thoughts of beginning of my own podcast, which it is still going to this day, even though it's been, well, I want to say easy, but kind of been a nice transition. From the, even though, yes, you know, baseball, it could have been big, you know, major hit, making it to the majors. But hey, I mean, this is where I'm at now, and we only have one life to live, right? You got to make the most out of it. So here we are in 2024, almost to the end of June, sitting here talking about getting ready for Chicago and sitting here getting ready to watch the Olympic Games. Right now, I have not paid much attention, and I'm going to go through here this weekend to rewatch some of these races on the track. I'm not going to go in the field now. I am going to list off the field events, but I'm not going to pay attention to that. What I'm interested in the track, Noah Lyles, star Shakira Richardson. My gosh, can I speak? Shakira Richardson and crew, Cindy McLaughlin, everybody, Grant Holloway, those big-time names for USA trying to represent us in the big stage, biggest stage coming up in a month. The Olympic Games 2024 in Paris. If you have not been paying attention lately, so there it is. I am jumping in kind of, but if you have not been following along, you can go. I'm pretty sure Flow Track, NBC Sports, they're gonna have all the coverage, whether that's track and field, swimming, y'all know just what's going on there. So that's where you're gonna find it. But yeah, we're gonna dive right on in to this deal. This is, as I'm sitting recording on Friday, we're entering day 6. I don't have my TV on at the moment there, but I'm just gonna jump in here, right, with the 800 meters, right, the men's, right? I'm not familiar with some of these names, for example, Sam Whitmarsh, A&M, right? So the 800, for those who don't know, we'll just keep it simple, stupid, 2 laps around the track. Because some people who listen to this podcast that are friends of mine or don't know me that have been following this podcast, from the NASCAR prospect of things, 800 is 2 laps around. 400 is 1. For me, I come from this field from the track side. So, I'm a 400 specialist. And I still feel like I am. I have done the 800. And the 800, everyone says the 400 is too hard and all this other stuff. No. The 800, and a couple weeks ago, this is on the EG3 feed, EG3 podcast feed, EG3 show feed, wherever you get your podcast. Metro Mile, I'm coming off a PR of that. That's a dead ass sprint. Now the 800 is stupid crazy. That's a dead ass sprint. That is a dead ass sprint. 146. Well, and this was actually the first round. So this is probably going on right now as I speak. Up in Eugene, the Mecca, probably the second Mecca, if not the first, of track and field games. Because it wasn't been too long ago that, U.S. Championships was in Eugene, right? Yeah. So, this was the first round. This is not the final round. So, the first round, Sam Whitmarsh, the 146, Isaiah Harris, damn. You might as well say this is the final, because this is like a second apart. 146-14, Camden Marshall, a 146-33, then a Brandon Kitter representing Brooks, 146-48, goodness gracious, and then Sam Ellis at a 146-65, my gosh, so the top five is covering the blanket. Now, I do recognize this name, that's Rice Hopple, representing Adidas, he ran a 146-83, it looks like here, I don't know what the Q stands for. Oh, yeah, this is the overall. So, the Q stands for they're moving on to the next round, looks like here. So, yeah, there's that as well. Women's discus. Again, I'm jumping right in. I haven't been paying much attention, but I've been keeping up with it here and there this week of track and field, USA Championships. Again, the top three in each event, whether that's the 400, the 800, the mile, the steeplechase. The top three U.S. Americans. We'll make up the team. Now, the marathon, it's already been decided from both sides. The men and the women, Carter Mance. I wish I had the list that I made up here, but I don't. Carter Mance, representing USA in the marathon. And I believe she ran the half marathon last week in her home state. I'm talking about Dakota Lindworm. Yep. I think she ran a half marathon at Grandma's, her home state up there, and she made a team for the U.S. women's team for the marathon. So, along with, of course, two others that I think, yeah, I don't have the list up here right now, so I apologize about that. But, yeah, she made a team there. So, those are some notables there on the marathon side. So, that's already decided, so we're not seeing that right now. The men's high jump. Look at Mason Connor leading the way there. Track Smith, Javon Harrison, Puma, Shelby McEwen, Nike, and what the heck? Who is this? Nevada Gasella, Sears. I don't know why they did it like that. So you have, there's that as well. And I recognize Scotty Vines. He qualified for the next round, looks like, for the next round. Men's 110 hurdles. I just mentioned his name at the top of this podcast. You're listening to the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III checking in with you on this. Well, this, I'm recording, this is a bonus episode. You're not going to find this on Podbean. You're finding it on your EG3 show feed, which is originally what it's labeled. But we're going to call this from here on out the original EG3 podcast. That's what I'm talking about. Grant Holloway, 12-9. This is semifinals from last night. Now, I don't know. So, again, apologize for it. I don't know when the finals are, so don't ask me. but, hey, when this comes up, it might have been already been happening. I don't know. But we're just jumping straight on in to what's been going on in last week with track and field, where I come from anyways. Freddie Crinden. For Tracksmith of Phoenix, next on that list, 13.05. Daniel Roberts of Nike, 13.1. And let's see who I can. Trey Cunningham, Adidas, moved on with 13.2 as well. I'm also trying to look at who else I'm familiar with there. That's probably it right there as well. Women's 1500 happened last night. Again, I'm recording this on Friday, so these events happen on Thursday. So you're hopping on in here, listening to this happen. This didn't happen last night. It happened on Thursday. Yeah, as well here. Let's see. The first round of the 200. Sha'Carri Richardson. Sub 22 flat. Everybody should know this, that girl's name. Sha'Carri Richardson, Gabby Thomas, New Balance, 22-1. Abby Steiner. Woo! This girl can move. You guys better start paying attention for... Better be paying attention. 22-2. She represented Puma. There. 22-2-9 for her last night. You have, let's see, who else? Jenna Perandini. Also Puma. Sleeper. 22-5. She advanced. Let's see here. Who else do I recognize here? That's it on that front. There. The women's long jump. What happened there? And men's 400 hurdles. Caleb Dean, Texas Tech, 49-4. Chris Robinson of Alabama, 49-5. Now, I could hop on here on a mic tomorrow and give you an update on the latest edition. We'll see about that. We'll see if I have time for that. But just getting you updated on what's going on there. And see. Oh, Sam Hartman. The unattached, 50.9. Men's discus, Reggie Jaggers of Nike USA Army, 65.52 for him. Qualify him to the next round. Women's 400 hurdles first round. There she is. Sydney McLaughlin Larone, representing New Balance, 53, almost 53 flat for her. Anna Cockrell next. Representing Nike at 54.7. Shamir Little, Adidas, 54.9. Delilah Muhammad, Nike, 55.5. That was best for fifth. Yes, well, again, so there you go on that. Women's final of the steeplechase. Valerie Constein, 9.03. Courtney Waymont of On, that name I'm familiar with. She moves on to the Olympic team. Marissa Howard gets on the team there with a 9.07. Waymont, 9.06. This is a women's 300 meter steeplechase final, which happened. There's a final there as well. Men's 200 first round. And this rivalry kind of started last year. I'm talking about Noah Lyles and Arian Knighton, 1-2. Lyles at a 20.1. And Arian Knighton not that far behind them at a 20.15. Jesus Christ. Even for me, that is way fast right there. So that's kind of a list right there. What's been going on right there now. I could hop back on this weekend and do another bonus. We'll see where my schedule is at. I don't have no races for me this weekend again until next week, where I'm going to be doing one of the July 4th races, which will be the Stars and Stripes 5K. Yes. So, last year, and I talked about this on the latest edition of the original ET3 podcast, I did them both because they were on different days. This year, they're not. So, I have to miss out on the 4th and the 4th, which a lot of my friends in the Kansas City Running Club are doing. So, I had to miss out on that. But I'm pretty sure I'll see maybe a little bit and maybe a lot of the Team KCRC 1.0 group over here. We're going to see what we can do over there for the 5K on Thursday. I'm looking forward to some racing. I'm looking forward to it for sure. We'll see what we got this year after finishing fifth at this very race last year. So we'll see what happens. This year, listening to the ET3, the original. Excuse me. Again, I got to get used to saying that. The original ET3 podcast. Eddie Gray III here for a few minutes. Now, if you want to close out, this is your time to do that. So we'll talk to you next week or maybe later on this weekend. Who knows? But a little bit of NASCAR real quick. Martin Truex Jr., my favorite driver, retiring at the end of this year. I saw this coming last year, really, for him there. So... I was bummed out. Well, not when the actual announcement happened, but talks about, you know, eventually he's gonna hang it up or go kind of get out of the full-time deal and just do his own thing. He's the type of dude that you don't hear about this dude off track. He quiet, laid back dude. He kind of reminds me of me. Laid back dude, don't want to do too much, all this other stuff. But he loves the outdoors, fishes. For those of you who don't know Mark Trish Jr., he's that type of dude that everyone likes him. This a great dude, and I can relate to him for the exception of fishing, which I have done before. But that's another, that can be another podcast sometime. But not tonight. But yeah, Truex, yeah, he's gonna hang up the full-time cleat, full-time shoes after 2024, full-time anyways. He has talked about doing his own thing. He wants to do his own thing, so he's gonna step out, retire from full-time racing at the end of the year, and his replacement, a little bit of a surprise to me anyways, Chase Briscoe. Now, again, for those of you who are sticking around that don't know what I'm talking about, Chase Briscoe, this is NASCAR we're talking about. Now, again, later on, I'm recording this on Friday night. Later on this weekend, me and several others, we're going to watch to get together after a little bit of a easy run or whatever we're going to do, is check out Formula One. Now, that, again, that's racing. That's like IndyCar, but that's, I call it, what I want to call it, the AAA of IndyCar. Let's just leave it like that. Okay, so yeah, so that we're gonna be doing that. But anyway, Chase Briscoe, he's driving for Stuart Haas Racing, which they're gonna shut it down, at least majority of their race. I can go on and on, because this podcast, it should be NASCAR podcast, and I can make this into another segment. But again, I don't have time now. We're gonna keep this, try to keep this around 30 minutes on this bonus edition of the original EG3 podcast. Again, I did it again. But anyways, yeah, Chase Briscoe going to the 19. I'm still not used to that yet, because again, we still got another half a year left. In another what? For NASCAR, another, let's see, 7 more, 8 races until the chase until their playoffs start. Again, I can go on and on I can explain to you, but I'm not gonna bore you with that. But yeah, Chase Briscoe right now drives for Stuart Haas Racing 14. They're gonna shut their operation down into one car, looks like. And it looks like they're doing two Xfinity rides, something like that, for those guys. So that's going to be interesting for them there. So it'll be interesting to see, at least for Gene Haas, because Tony Stewart has been doing the whole drag racing thing. For those who don't know, drag racing is, again, NHRA, the big boys, where you go, you're pretty much, it's kind of a little bit hard to explain. NHRA, drag racing cars, a little bit more bigger than your stock cars that go down the strip. Super fast. And we need to be thinking about John Force recovering. I saw the horrifying replays of his crash, and he has unfortunately, long road to recover ahead of him, but we need to keep the Forces have been a big name in the NHRA as long as I can remember, since I've become a fan of racing. Not 2 feet, driving, that we're talking about. So there you go, that one. But so, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Now, Chase Briscoe taking over 19, he still has unfinished business for Stuart Haas Racing, and he's trying to get into the playoffs. He's outside that cut line right now, and we're going to end it with this, the cut line, right? Bubba Wallace out. He's like, now, I don't have the stands in front of me, but my memory's pretty good. He's out, Logano in, Joey Logano's in, Bubba Wallace out, along with who else? Kyle Busch is the other big name sitting out right now of the playoff picture right now, heading into Nashville this weekend. So we'll see what happens right there at that. This is why. Never mind. Anyways, Kyle Busch. I'm about to go right on the bonus podcast. But anyways, Kyle Busch, the other big name, really, really struggling, having a
terrible season, and he's the one that trying to keep, he's won every year in NASCAR Cup Series. And so we'll see what happens. So, and he's what, 18th, 19th in the standings, so he's like 47 back. Yeah, he's going to need a win and to get in the playoffs. Again, I can explain that, but again, I'm not going to bore you with that. We're going to keep it short and sweet here on the bonus podcast, here on the bonus episode of the original EG3 podcast. So there's what, that's what we're looking at right now. Bubba Wallace outside the playoff picture, Kyle Busch outside the playoff picture, Chase Briscoe, who's taking over Martin Truex Jr.'s ride in 2025, outside the picture, McDowell trying to make something happen toward the end of that race. Yeah, nothing doing for him. So he's outside the picture, but this is going to get really crazy here. Nashville is next this weekend. So that's Sunday afternoon. So we'll see what happens there. Again, a lot can happen, and there's going to be no NASCAR because in 4 weeks because of the Olympic Games. So kudos for NASCAR for respecting that. So we'll see what happens there with all that. So I will talk about it, but at minimum on this podcast here, so I won't bore you too much with that. So that's what's happening with all the latest update in all of NASCAR right there, the original EG3 podcast. And yet, wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available weekly or whenever I decide to do a bonus now. Usually I do a bonus content over on the Podbean app, which has my friend Elise interview on there. And I will have a couple more interviews here this summer. I had to reschedule one of them. So I will say that. So download the Podbean app, and it will be, I will change that interview to the original EG3 or something, EG3 original, something like that. But make sure you go ahead, download the Podbean app, and you'll be looking for EG3 original. We'll roll with that. That's where we're going to find my friend Elise interview. We did that right before the Rock the Parkway half. So we'll have that. That's already up there. And if you like Kansas State, if you're a big fan of K-State Wildcats, we got bonus content of K-State coverage there as well. So feel free to listen to that as well as another interview I did before last season. So if you're interested in any of my content, download the Podbean app. You're looking for GRIER number 3, EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. Again, GRIER the number 3, EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. That is what you're looking for over on Podbean. We have crossed the finish line on another, bonus edition on a original EG3 podcast for this week. This is the first bonus content on this feed. So don't go on Podbean and look for it. You're going to find it on the original feed wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's a Spotify, or iTunes, Apple Podcasts, a Player FM, any of those stations you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you add the original EG3 podcast to your feed. Now, again, it is named the EG3 show. So look for that. So there you go. So there you go on that. So we might be back on here. We'll see what my schedule entails this weekend or not, but you won't hear from me again. If not, then you'll hear from me after July 4th races. What we got, the Stars and Stripes next Thursday. And, well, this upcoming Thursday, I should say, and the 4 on Ward Parkway races on the 4th of July. So, very excited about Stars and Stripes 5K again. So, we'll see what we got for those boys and gals out there in Overland Park come Thursday. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday night. You have been listening to another edition of the original EG3 bonus edition of the original EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next one. See ya.